Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Personal Brilliance, and we're talking about trust. His website is jimcantarucci.com, two C's on the end there. Jim, we talked in the previous segment about what trust looks like, how it executes, and the fact that it's not just the right thing to do, being trustworthy and being able to trust people and show them you trust them, but it's also good. It's good business. It's a good business practice. What does it look like? How do we see the signs that we might have a trust problem?
Well, I think one thing to look at very closely is the pace of execution. If things aren't happening as fast as you think they should in the organization, maybe an infrastructure kind of a project,
right.
Some kind of process, what
initiative isn't happening very much.
Right, exactly. What you want to look at is, you know, do people know that they have permission? Are there roadblocks, or I don't want to say roadblocks as much as reaching a wall, and people just stop at that point? And that's because they don't feel like they could make a decision, make a choice, and move forward. And if that's the case, many times that lack of trust, that lack of feeling that they're trusted, and not having permission is the culprit, and something that you want to look very closely at. Mm-hmm. And there are tests that you can do. You know, watch customer interactions. What are the escalation processes that are in place? I work with large corporate clients, and a lot of times I'll look at a process and I'll say, well, what happens next? And the answer is, well, we escalate it. I say, well, what's that mean? Oh, we just tell our boss and some magic happens. Well, that's no way to operate, right? We don't want to just escalate. We might have to get our boss involved, but we want to solve the problem. And in fact, those instances, those people don't have permission to solve the problem. And so they're just throwing it upstairs. And if you see that happening, the old one-minute manager book, those monkeys are being thrown on your back, right? And if you start to see that happening regularly or habitually in your organization, you know that you've got some work to do in this arena.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And so folks, if you're looking around and your people are, you know, I think what you're looking for is they do exactly what you tell them to do, mm-hmm. and not one more thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, you tell them to do something, or you have a conversation, and you both agree on what's going to be done next, and then you come back maybe a week or a day or a year later or whenever, and nothing more than what you talked about has been done, even though a logical mind would have said, okay, we can take the next step and make a little more progress, or we could take this little risk and see what happens. And you as an entrepreneur are going to be disappointed that they didn't take that step, because that's what you would have done. But then you have to say to yourself, Jim, it seems to me, wait a minute, maybe I didn't make them think they could trust me.
Yeah, well, Jim, you know that I always prescribe a lot of work for our listeners.
And we love that about you, Jim.
Well, and here's a fun prescription for us. It's Monday, right? Next week, take a week of vacation. Unplanned, just don't show up. See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get back from that week, I bet there's quite a long list of things to do in this arena, because you're going to see where the lack of permission caused roadblocks because you weren't there. Taking yourself out of the equation allows you to see that, and now you can get to work on doing something about that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody take next week off. You get a note from me.
No, that's an excellent point. And And another thing that you can do is when somebody brings you, this is a way of finding out how they feel about your relationship, is when they bring you a problem, if they've come up with their own idea about how to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they say, "Hey, boss, this is what's going on," you say, "Okay, what do you think?" And the more any employee who says, "Well, I think we ought to do this," then that's an opportunity for you to say, "Okay," and if you don't think it's too wild, it's going to be too big of a mistake, just say, "Okay, well, why don't you go give it a try?"
Right. There are subtle differences here. I mean, an employee getting you involved could be a bad thing or a sign that this is a problem. Or it could be a very good sign. They just want you involved in the solution, and they're thinking. You're looking for those wheels turning. You're looking for them thinking. You're looking for that engagement. Mm-hmm. And then you could light a fire under that and let that go. Because, you know, in fact, you can prove that you can trust that resource and mm-hmm. that they've got the right idea.
Right.
And now it becomes teaching and training to get things honed in, and that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Hey, Jim, give us the website one more time.
JimCantarucci.com, CanterucciI.com.
Check it out. The book is called Personal Brilliance by Jim Cantarucci. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me. I enjoy it. Thanks, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have Jim Cantarucci back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Sir Elton. Take us out.
Pirate smile, you merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.